From Ocean Colony to Frenchman's Creek, from Cañada Cove to Casa del Mar, serving all of Half Moon Bay, this is AM 1710 and the Neighborhood News Report.
If you wanted to put a title to this week's feature report, Local Boy Makes Good might be appropriate. Although not a boy, this gentleman is a talented and educated individual who has brought honor to himself and our community. Clay Lampard of the Half Moon Bay Review has been named Editor of the Year for weekly publications by the Suburban Newspapers of America. What a better time than to invite Clay into our AM 1710 studio for a Get to Know You interview. First, some background.
I was born in Denver, Colorado. Moved to L.A. for my formative years, which is where I discovered newspapers, reading Jim Murray sports columns. Went back to Colorado for high school and college. Have one sister, Melanie, in Texas, and a new nephew, Jack, who I'm excited to see soon. And my parents live in Georgia. I also have a southern vein of the family.
What was the spark that led to a career in journalism?
I always say the most important moment of my life, or the most event of my life, was Watergate. I was rather young when all that was going on, but I was one of those people who remembers watching those hearings at my dad's knee, and I was struck by the fact that the journalists were the heroes of the story. And I, even at a very young age, I like to tell stories and write things, so I thought, well, there's something I can do. And then those Jim Murray columns in the LA Times, I used to read those when I was a little kid, and I remember one he had about the Indianapolis 500, and the lead was, "Gentlemen, start your coffins." I thought, you know, he gets paid to go to these sporting events. You know, that seemed like a scam right there. So Watergate and early sports columns and things like that.
Once that spark was lit, Clay started what would be an interesting career path.
I was on the student newspaper. Actually, I made more at the student newspaper than I did in my first job out of college. My first student newspaper assignment, I think, was covering, you remember Tony Brown from Tony Brown's Journal? I think he was on PBS. I covered an appearance by him coming to college. And then I was the editor-in-chief of the student newspaper there. And then afterwards, my first job out of college was a staff writer for the Warner Robins Daily Sun in Warner Robins, Georgia. From there, I spent about a dozen years with a Gannett Daily in the Atlanta area called the Gainesville Times. And there I did everything from copy editor, copy desk chief, government reporter. I was the assistant sports editor, and that afforded me a lot of cool opportunities. I went to World Series and Super Bowls and the Olympics and all that kind of stuff. Finally, senior writer. And from there, I went to the Palm Beach Post down in Florida, which is a very competitive newspaper environment. I think at the time I was there, it was the eighth biggest paper in Florida, and it would have been the third biggest in California. And it was a daily grind with the Miami Herald and the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel, and really learned a lot about the competitive nature of sort of top-line newspapers.
You see those old movies where there were rivalries between the dailies, and they'd have their people going here and sleuthing around trying to get a scoop. Did you experience that?
Oh,
that
yeah. For sure. And there was some big news going on when I was down there. It was the aftermath of the 2000 presidential election was in Palm Beach County. In fact, recently I saw myself in a picture in a middle school textbook from holding up the Chads and looking at them. So there was that. There was the tabloid photographer who died of the anthrax was down in Palm Beach County when I was there. So there was a whole lot of media attention about those terrorists who passed through Florida and the anthrax and all that stuff. It was true. If you got beat on anything like a regular basis, you better not come to work the next day.
So how did you end up working for the WIC newspaper group?
Well, I came to California in 2002 and started off working for the independent newspaper group. I'm not even sure if they still publish them, but they were community newspapers on the Bay Side that they threw in the driveways, and they were subsumed by the Examiner. Didn't much like working there, to be perfectly honest. Came into publisher Deb Godshall, now Hirshon's office, one day. She hired me, and without a doubt, working at the Half Moon Bay Review is the best job I've ever had.
And you've been there how long?
I've been there since 2004, and then in 2008, I was promoted to editorial director for WIC, which is the parent company based in Arizona that has 30 or so newspapers across the country.
One of the things that we hear so much about, of course, is the fact that the new generation that is coming up is abandoning newspapers, even radio and TV. If you were talking to somebody that wanted to make a career out of journalism, what would be your advice to them today?
Actually, I do that all the time. I was lucky enough in the last few months to take a class at Cal, a graduate-level journalism class, mostly because I like being around the college kids. I'm forever amazed at the caliber of kids who want to work at the Half Moon Bay Review. We get a steady stream of kids from Stanford. And I think the understanding is that while no one seems to know where the business is going and how we'll be gathering information 5 or 10 or 20 years from now, the ability to tell a story, to work on deadline, to get along with others, and to see your sources in the community as real people is something you're going to have to do no matter what the platform. So I think there's a real appreciation for community newspapers and community journalism generally, and I don't think it's going anywhere. I mean, ever since when I came into the business, the story was, well, nobody's hiring because newsprint is too expensive. So there was that, and then there was Ted Turner said, nobody's buying newspapers, it's all going to be on TV. This is sort of the death knell's been sort of coming for a long time, but it hasn't actually happened yet. So so I don't know. You know, I'd tell people to follow their bliss. If they want to go in the news business, they should. And if they want to sell apples, they should do that.
In the world of changing media choices, how do local papers fare?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're doing much better than regional dailies, for sure. Kind of funny. The term is hyperlocal that you hear a lot, and it's as if somebody in the Internet just discovered this. Well, the Half Moon Bay Review has been hyperlocal since 1898. It's nothing new for us. I think that is the direction we're going, because you can find out about Iraq and President Obama's State of the Union address in 1,000 different places, but there's a whole lot fewer places to learn about the local school board, and that's not just true in Half Moon Bay, but it's true everywhere else.
Any special memories from the time you have spent at the Review?
I would say not so much the news events themselves, because I just don't sort of categorize my life that way, but definitely the people that have come through mean a lot to me. Favorite part about my job is that I get to work with really good, talented young reporters. I say this all the time, so the people that know me are tired of hearing about it, but we've had people like Nick Casey, who came to work for us with almost no writing experience, and he was a true anthropology major at Stanford, and I hired him just kind of on a whim because he was smart and it seemed like he could do the job, and 9 months later, the Wall Street Journal hired him, which doesn't happen in our business. David Smidra is another one, really talented kid who had master's degrees from Virginia and Stanford, wanted to work for us for a year and got hired by Google. We've had reporters leave us to go to the Financial Times. Greg Thomas, one of our great reporters, left not so long ago, went back to Cal to get his master's and just found out he has an internship at the Philadelphia Inquirer this summer. That's the fun part for me is working with these kids and knowing that they're going to succeed.
Where does Clay go from here? Any future career goals?
Well, that's a good question. Best part of my job is, in addition to work with the kids, is telling stories. And I haven't afforded myself much opportunity to do that. Part of the problem is I have certain supervisory responsibilities with the other WIC papers, and it can just eat up 25 hours a day if I let it. But I've had a lot of fun writing some stories along the way, and I'd like to carve out more time to write interesting features about people and places around here. So I don't think I have any lofty career goals in the future, but I'm having a lot of fun doing what I'm doing.
Clay ended our interview with a comment directed to the community.
I really appreciate the support that we get here. When I got here, this was a very strong newspaper. It's not like I've built the Half Moon Bay Review into anything that it kind of wasn't. It had a tremendous following in the community, and I think and hope that it still does. And I was amazed at everywhere I went those first few weeks, people talking about the paper, and you know, they'd talk about it in the city council. In some ways, it's the glue of the community, it feels like to me, and I hope it is, and we take that responsibility really seriously.
On a personal note, it's one thing to witness the work of an individual, another to meet and get to know that person. And so it was with Clay, an enjoyable experience. Clay Lampert, Half Moon Bay Review Managing Editor and recently named Editor of the Year for America's Weekly Newspapers. When we come back, it's a wipeout this year for the Mavericks Surfing Contest.
This is your AM 1710 Coffee Break, brought to you by Outland Java Company, your local organic coffee roaster. Everybody likes freshly baked bread, fresh local produce, and fresh cookies. Coffee is no different. Fresh is best. Coffee beans are at their most delicious right after they're roasted. Today we're talking with Luce from La Di Da Cafe, one of Half Moon Bay's favorites. Say hello, Luce.
Hi, Don. Nice to be here.
What's the best thing about having a loyal customer base that's local?
My customer at La Di Da is almost all my family because they're all local, very loyal. I know what they coffee wants. They come every single day on my store.
And so what do your customers say about locally roasted fresh organic coffee?
My customers said about the Outland Java coffee is this is a local, and they said it tastes good, great, and very fantastic.
Outland Java roasts only certified organic coffee beans. Our coffee is available in town at markets, cafes, restaurants, or you can buy your beans directly from the roaster at the harbor on Airport Street. Call 728-2300 for hours and directions. That's 728-2300. This has been your AM 1710 Coffee Break, brought to you by Outland Java Company, your local organic coffee roaster.
Hi, Jim Dunbar here with a confession. Every time I come to Half Moon Bay, I find myself addicted to Neighborhood Radio AM 1710. How about you?
Hello, folks. This is Steve Bowerman of Bowerman Electric, and I just want to take a moment to offer my congratulations to the volunteers who are making AM 1710 Neighborhood Radio a growing community service. I remember 38 years ago when my father and I started our business. Today, my father has since retired, but I'm carrying on the tradition of customer satisfaction and quality service that he taught me. Although we've grown over the years and now have customers from Pacifica to Bonnie Doon, some of my most enjoyable moments are serving and visiting with customers and friends in the various neighborhoods of the greater Half Moon Bay area. I am very pleased that AM 1710 has increased its signal strength and listenership to include all of Half Moon Bay. Neighborhood Radio is truly our hometown radio station. Best wishes from all of us at Bowerman Electric for continued success of Neighborhood Radio AM 1710.
Anticipation has given way to frustration as the window closes and erases any hope of having the famed Jay at the Maffrey Surfing Contest this year. The lack of waves large enough to trigger the contest has not materialized due to La Nina weather conditions. Last year, waves up to 50 feet high thrilled surfers and viewers alike from around the world. This programming notes, on our next broadcast, our feature story will be an interview with Jeff Clark, one of the early pioneers of the Mavericks. First, there were three, and now there are two. The city of San Mateo has decided not to bid on taking over the outsourcing of the Half Moon Bay Police Department. The San Mateo County Sheriff's Office and Pacifica Police Department continue to express an interest in submitting a bid to take over the city's law enforcement agency. It's not only the outsourcing of the police department where Half Moon Bay hopes to patch a financially strapped budget. Now, the city is putting out feelers across the peninsula in hopes of finding other cities, nonprofits, or businesses that might take over the Parks and Recreation Department. Park and Rec accounts for 1/7 of the budget of the police department. One option would be to keep the Park and Recreation Department, but have a good portion of the work done by outside sources. Due to safety concerns, the city closed Ocean View Playground early this month. Ocean View, located in the Alsace-Lorraine neighborhood, is Half Moon Bay's largest playground. The city is joining with the Coastside Mothers Club and the Rotary Club to fundraise and plan for a new play structure at Ocean View Park. Though details are still being clarified, the Rotary will serve as the lead in collecting funds. A presentation to the Half Moon Bay City Council is planned for March the 15th. Would you like a new library card with a new design? The San Mateo County Library System is offering cards with the same design as painted on the Coastside's new Bookmobile. Users of the new card will be able to attach a smaller version card to their key ring featuring their account's barcode, similar in nature to cards used by some grocery stores and gyms. A regular size card is also available in that new design. You can exchange your current card for a new one at any county library for no fee. And now, Community Bulletin Board.
Neighborhood Radio presents Community Bulletin Board, the place to hear current news and information concerning our nonprofit groups and organizations on the coastside. Community Bulletin Board is brought to you as a public service by Damasco & Associates, accountancy and consulting of Half Moon Bay. Damasco & Associates, caring for our coast.
Senior Coastsiders is looking for escorts to accompany local seniors to the annual Seniors Night Out on April 7th. As an escort, you will team up with a senior to be that person's dinner companion. By the end of the evening, after enjoying a delicious meal, good conversation, and lively entertainment, everyone's eyes shine brighter and smiles are genuine. The theme of this year's Seniors Night Out is the Old West. You are urged to sign up by March 15th. Many of the seniors come from the Coastside Adult Day Health Center, Seton Coastside Skilled Nursing Facility, and local board and care homes. You can make a difference in the lives of Coastside seniors. To sign up or learn more, phone 726-9056. Again, that's 726-9056.
Community Bulletin Board is presented in the public interest by Damasco & Associates, LLP, Accountancy and Consulting of Half Moon Bay. Damasco & Associates provides accounting, auditing, tax, and consulting services and is recognized for their excellence, integrity, and service. As a good neighbor, Damasco & Associates cares for our coast and supports important nonprofit causes such as Pescadero Marsh Trail, Coastside Land Trust, the Surfrider Foundation, Coastside Hope, Half Moon Bay Farmers Market, Bach Dynamite and Dancing, Forest Watt, 1% for the Planet, Los Padres, and Guitars Not Guns. Damasco & Associates invites you to become acquainted with these organizations and events and support their efforts to make our coast, and indeed the world, a better place. Damasco & Associates, LLP, Accountancy and Consulting of Half Moon Bay, caring for our coast.
The Half Moon Bay Library is offering a workshop entitled Photoshop Elements. The goal is to help those who wish to learn how to enhance photographic images with the aid of computer tools. The workshop is scheduled for March 3rd at 10 a.m. at the Half Moon Bay Library Community College Lab. The lab, part of the College of San Mateo's Coastside campus, is located at 225 South Cabrillo Highway in the Shoreline Station, Building D, on the second floor. The event is free, and if you wish additional information, call the library at 726-2316. That number again is 726-2316. Elkis Ranch announces preschool days on March 16, 17, and 18 from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Visit the animals, help in the garden, and make a woolly craft. $3 per person and reservations are required. The Elkis Ranch is located at 1500 Purissima Creek Road in Half Moon Bay. For more information, contact the ranch at 712-3151. 712-3151. For Community Bulletin Board, this is Susan Schaubinger.
Community Bulletin Board has been brought to you as a public service by Damasco & Associates, accountancy and consulting of Half Moon Bay. Damasco & Associates, caring for our coast. To have your nonprofit's event announcement broadcast free on the radio, email us at news@neighborhoodradio.info or call us at 453-4000.
Continuing with the ABCs of disaster preparedness, ID duplicates, such as copies of driver's license, Social Security card, Medicare card, any personal insurance in case of injury. This emergency preparedness minute was brought to you by COPE, Kenyatta Cove Organized Plan for Emergencies.
And that's it for this week's Neighborhood News Report. This is Jim Henderson, and thank you for listening.
Stay tuned for Keeping Pace with Your Health with Neighborhood Radio Health Editor Sue Pace and sponsored by the Dentistry of Dr. Ray Shepherd, where they bring your smile to life. Keeping Pace with Your Health coming right up.
More for less. Spend less and get more.
Way to go!
The gasoline station on the corner of Kelly and Highway 1 continues to keep prices low. Well, as low as they can be and still stay in business, that is. Mike Brandt, manager of this fast service outlet for snacks, drinks, pastries, and the best value for fuel in Half Moon Bay, laments the economy too, he said. But his job is to offer new and established customers the best bang for the buck he can, and he pledges to do this for 2011. Running such a competitive business is not easy, but that makes the challenge all the more appealing, and More for Less stands head and shoulders above the rest when it comes to personal service. Price means little if it is not followed up with genuine service. Service with more than just a smile at More for Less on the corner of Kelly and Highway 1. Your one-stop shop for gasoline and more. Much, much more.
More for less, where less will get you more.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, brought to you by the Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, Sue Pace, RN and Neighborhood Radio Health Editor.
Hello, neighbors and listeners on the web. Today I want to talk a little bit more about the common cold, since we're in the winter season, and echinacea. The herbal remedy echinacea, believed by many to cure colds, is actually no better than a placebo in relieving the symptoms or shortening the duration of the illness. There was a large study funded by the U.S. National Center for Complementary and Alternative Medicine, and what they found is that echinacea can be safe, but it really has no more effects than placebo, which is like taking a sugar pill. If echinacea was able to significantly reduce the symptoms and length of colds, this large study would have found it. What they found with this particular dose of echinacea, there was no large benefit. More on this topic after this message from Dr. Ray Shepherd.
This is Jim Henderson, General Manager of AM 1710. I am very limited in giving out personal testimonials. Don't want people taking them for granted. But I feel compelled to share an experience I had in the office of Dr. Ray Shepherd. Perhaps, like you, I don't always do a good job at flossing and dental hygiene. As a result, I ended up in the chair of Donna, Dr. Shepherd's dental hygienist, and this was no regular cleaning, it was deep root cleaning. Sure, I was apprehensive. Who likes going to the dentist? Donna says in the radio ad, "You will have a pleasant experience, I guarantee it." Well, that sounds good on the radio, but here I am getting ready for what I thought would be a most uncomfortable experience. Well, I do have to tell you, the procedure was so gentle and so easy, I almost went to sleep in the chair. Really. I'm a believer, and I think you will be too. Give them a visit. Dr. Shepherd and his wife Carol have a great team of dental professionals ready to serve you. Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Phone 726-3355. They will bring your smile to life.
In this study of echinacea, which was funded by the U.S. National Center for Complementary and Alternative Medicine, the researchers randomly assigned 719 people with colds to one of three treatment groups. The first group had no treatment. The second group, to a pill they knew was echinacea. And the third group, a pill that could either be a placebo or echinacea, but they were not told which. And these participants in the study ranged from age 12 to 80. The people in the study who reported their symptoms twice a day for about a week. There was no statistically significant difference in the severity of symptoms between the groups. Among those receiving echinacea, the symptoms subsided 7 to 10 hours sooner than those receiving placebo or Nortreat. Among those receiving the echinacea, the symptoms subsided only about 7 to 10 hours sooner than those receiving placebo or no treatment at all. So this represented a small beneficial effect in people with a common cold. However, this slight decrease in the duration of the cold was really not significant. Although this study did not show that echinacea made much of a difference in fighting colds, the study was limited a little bit by its size. Had a larger sample size been available, it's possible the investigators could have seen more significant effects. While the study did not provide evidence that echinacea is the cure for the common cold, the evidence suggests there may be some placebo effect. What that means is if the person believes a treatment will change his condition, this belief may produce a subjective perception of a little bit of a good effect, causing the person to feel their condition has improved. As always, if you aren't sure how to treat your cold or flu, talk with your doctor. Well, stay healthy, and until next time, here's to your good health.
You have been listening to Keeping Pace with Your Health with host Sue Pace, brought to you by the dental office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. If you have suggestion topics for the program, call 453-4000 or email us at health@neighborhoodradio.info.
The Thrift Store. You'll find it located on Kelly at 515, just before you get to Highway 1, right behind More for Less. Their names are synonymous. The Thrift Store is way more than a knick-knack shop. The Thrift Store is where you'll find economical values in gently used clothing, not hand-me-downs, but clothing of style. Today's style. Not 70s or 80s, no. Today's fashions at yesterday's prices. The Thrift Store allows you to discover bargains that will help you budget while helping others. Seniors of the Coastside, in this case. The Thrift Store at 515 Kelly is closed on Tuesdays and Wednesdays for the cheerful volunteer staff to scurry about and build new displays of the tax-deductible donations you and I bring in. Kitchen tools, silverware, books, CDs, DVDs, glassware and china, and no nicks, chips or scratches. In other words, you don't need to wear a disguise to shop here. The Thrift Store is a proud emporium for the bargain hunter. Support our seniors this year. They deserve your attention at the Thrift Store at 515 Kelly in Half Moon Bay.
This is Assistant Fire Chief Paul Cole, and you're listening to Neighborhood Radio, AM 1710, where the news and information is always hot.
Neighborhood Classifieds are on the air. Buying or selling, lost and found, garage sales, neighbor-to-neighbor services, all this and more. And now your host for Neighborhood Classifieds, Christopher O'Donnell.
Loss is not loss if properly perceived. Or, said in a simpler way, would be that when one door closes, another opens. And that's the attitude of the owner of Nest Gallery, formerly of Half to Have It. Her chin is held high. Just like Cash Cab Guy says when missing a question, shake it off. And so, mark this up as another reason to love living in Half Moon Bay. With positive thinking folk like this around us, we're going to have some of the luckiest folk in the nation living here. And that's how we should feel. And looking back at your own stumbling blocks, I wager they turned out to be somewhat helpful for a better scene later on. I know that to be true of many of mine, though tough to trust that at the time when you're going through it, whatever the it may be. We at AM 1710 salute the half-glass-full folk of Half Moon Bay. Tip time. Number one, believe it or not, honey is the only non-perishable food substance. So, don't get rid of it if it crystallizes or becomes cloudy. Microwave on medium heat in 30-second increments until it turns clear again. Ta-da! Hey, here's a good one. When radishes, celery, or carrots have lost their crunch, simply pop them in a bowl of iced water, along with a slice of raw potato, and watch the limp vegetables freshen up before your eyes. That's a double ta-da on that one, agreed? And are you ready for this one? No need to write it down, because it is so good you won't forget it. In order to make cottage cheese or sour cream last longer, place the container, you ready? Place the container upside down in the refrigerator. Apparently, inverting the tub creates a vacuum that inhibits the growth of bacteria, that causes food to spoil. It kind of makes sense, doesn't it? No, I haven't tried all of these tips I give you. I only repeat the gossip I have heard. So, if any of these don't work, give me a shout, and I will do a retraction. I really, really will. Feel like smiling? It's that time again. I saw a wee lad trying to ring a doorbell on Purissima last week, and even jumping, he still couldn't reach the bell. So, good fellow that I am, I went to assist, and I pushed the button for him, and I heard the bell jangle loudly inside. Looking down with a smile, I asked, "So, what do we do now?" With a very naughty grin, he chuckled and said, "Now we run like hell." And you know we did? I felt like a kid again. And that feeling is accentuated with Carousel this week. Listen carefully to the lyrics of the very first song on Coastside Carousel. I'm Christopher O'Donnell. Cheers, mate.
Neighborhood Classifieds is a regular feature of Neighborhood Radio. To have your free classifieds put on the radio, call 453-4000 or email us classifieds@neighborhoodradio.info.
Pet Patrol with Marcia and John Travisero is a must-listen for animal lovers. Pet Patrol, always informative and entertaining, is just moments away.
Almost everyone knows it makes sense to invest. The only problem is, it can be surprisingly difficult to make sense of investing. Fortunately, the people at Edward Jones have been helping clients make sense of investing since our founding, which might explain why J.D. Power and Associates ranked us highest in investor satisfaction with full-service brokerage firms 2 years in a row. After all, we teach about investment strategies that have proved themselves over the long term. We still open offices in the neighborhoods where our clients live, and our financial advisors actually prefer meeting with you face-to-face so we can get to know you and your unique needs better. We believe it's the best way to help our clients work toward their financial goals, which is something that makes perfect sense to them. To experience a different kind of customer service or to learn more, contact Christopher Devsich, your Half Moon Bay Edward Jones financial advisor, at 726-4458. That's 726-4458.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol, everything that pertains to our pets and animals.
And now your host for Pet Patrol, John and Marcia Traversaro.
Welcome, listeners. As you may imagine, John and I support and therefore receive publications from varied animal organizations each month. We really look forward to most of it because it keeps us apprised as to what is happening and where the need is most important at any given time. Today we'll share some of our pamphlets with you.
That's right, Marcia. One thing we've received is the Peninsula Humane Society and SPCA's annual report for 2010. Did you know that last year they averaged 5 cat adoptions a day, 7 days a week? They averaged reuniting 4 lost or stray animals a day with their owners. They averaged 2 small animal adoptions a day. They averaged 3 wildlife rehabilitations and releases a day. They also averaged 3.5 dogs placed into new homes every day all last year.
Well, now our listeners will want to know how you can adopt half a dog. Key concept is on an average. But I'd be curious to know if you could choose, which half would most choose? In all seriousness, these are impressive yearly statistics. For the 8th year in a row, the Peninsula Humane Society has fulfilled their president, Ken White's promise that they will find a home for every healthy, adoptable dog and cat who comes into their care. But, you know, they actually go the extra mile, making the weak, sick dogs and cats healthy and adoptable. Did you know that the Peninsula Humane Society SPCA is among the largest employers of veterinarians, veterinary technicians, and animal behaviorists in the Bay Area? Their professionals are allowing them to perform miracles, which would never have been imagined in animal shelters just a few years ago. And their level of treatment is still unimaginable in most shelters even today.
You are right again, Marcia. Of the almost 3,100 dogs and cats that found new homes, close to 2,500 of them needed veterinary medical treatment or behavioral intervention. That's because they came to their facility in less than good health or with behavioral problems. And where did they come from? Their former owners. So as part of the HOPE program, the behaviorists evaluated and patiently treated many of the shy and fearful dogs and cats, helping them get over those painful reminders of their prior lives, helping them to once again trust human beings, helping them grow into animals that new families would welcome into their hearts and homes.
Did you read about Jinx? She was one of 26 Himalayan cats that were kept in filthy conditions without veterinary care in a Peninsula home before being rescued by Peninsula Humane Society SPCA. Since she was extremely thin in weight, had severe matting and a lack of appetite, the staff feared she might not be among the cats they could place into new loving homes. Even so, they gave her supportive care for weeks before she responded and was adopted. They called her the last of the Himalayans, as she was the last of the group to be adopted. Today, she is thriving and living in a happy home where she is well cared for and loved.
Then there is Wiley, a small mixed breed who came to them very tense and fearful in unfamiliar settings. Just a few months after being adopted, he ended up as a stray at a shelter in another county. When no one claimed him, he was scheduled to be euthanized due to his extreme fear. Fortunately, his microchip linked him to the Peninsula Humane Society, and one of their volunteers picked him up. Where other shelters would have given up, they knew they had the resources to help him. After a few months of focused work with one behavior department volunteer, Wiley calmed down significantly after his traumatic experience and now has a loving home in Mountain View. These animals are so full of love and forgiveness, they just want to be cared for. Perhaps there are lessons for us to learn here.
And these are just two examples of the lengths Peninsula Humane Society will go to make animals happy, healthy, and adoptable. We are proud of the work they do. Through their HOPE program, an average of 180 animals are saved each month. These are injured, ill, unweaned, or behaviorally challenged animals. They are victims of accidents, human violence, or have been simply abandoned. The HOPE program gives them a second chance. And imagine, it is only funded by your donations. John and I are proud members of the Forever Friends Legacy Society and highly recommend it. It's so rewarding to help those loving members of our community who have no voice of their own. If you feel the internal nudge, visit your local animal shelter soon. So many people who have adopted a pet have come to feel that the animal they almost didn't adopt became the most precious thing they know, and that the day they found their pet was the luckiest day of their lives.
If I could talk to the animal.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of Neighborhood Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@neighborhoodradio.info.
I'm Christopher O'Donnell from Coastside Carousel. I was in the Strawflower Shopping Center on the corners of Highway 1 and 92 just recently, and I dropped into Lighthouse Water. They dispense what could be the best-tasting water in California, may I suggest, the country. Improve the taste of your teas, your coffee, your day-to-day intake of clean, fresh water for your health's sake. Have owner Bill Eyre advise you on your choice of water. He knows water. And take the time to glance around his eclectic store. Note the music CDs of locals, artwork from the folk nearby. It is a store with a genuine Half Moon Bay feel for service. You know, that denim overalls appeal? Yet with the common sense towards today's health and peace of mind. Lighthouse Water in the Strawflower Shopping Center, 726-8639. They're open 9:30 to 6, Monday to Friday, 1 to 5 on Sundays. Lighthouse Water of Half Moon Bay. It's the guiding light towards better taste, better health, a better life.
On a carousel. On a carousel.
Coastside Carousel. The show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Hello, listeners. This is Christopher O'Donnell, your host for Coastside Carousel. Anybody new to the airwaves, let me tell you what we do with Coastside Carousel. We introduce new artists, current artists, longtime artists that work on the coast anywhere from Santa Cruz all the way to San Francisco. And in the studio, my guest is Russ from the Extra Large Band. Hello, Russ.
Hi, how are you doing, Christopher?
Russ, the format for new listeners, I'll tell them again, is that we need to know you. And the way we start is tell us a little bit about your background and go from there.
All right. Well, as you said, I'm an Extra Large, I'm the founder of the band, the lead singer, and play guitar, harmonica, saxophones and flute, and I write the music.
You're a one-man band.
Well, no, the whole band is
who
tremendous.
Else is there?
My wife Valerie Leal, she's the percussionist of the band, does backup vocals. Dave Byron plays lead guitar, excellent player. Gary Andrijazovic is our drummer.
Okay.
His name's Killer, actually. Chris Sandman is our bass player, and Dan Becker is a keyboardist and accordion player and comedian.
Everybody gets a plug, and that's good.
Oh, yeah.
How long have you folk been doing this?
Extra Large, as it is now, has been working since about 1996 with Chris, the bass player, and Valerie and myself, and then the other players have revolved somewhat, but this unit's been together about 5 or 6 years with these current players.
Sounds like a bunch of veterans, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Extra Large.
Mm-hmm.
Expand on that. How in the devil did you come up with that name? Extra Large.
That's actually a good story, and I could work blue right now, but I won't. I'm a high school teacher as well.
All right.
And I had this student years ago when I was just starting the band. I'd been in other bands, and his vernacular was, if something was great, it was large.
Mm.
If it was really good, it was extra large. Leo, that's extra large. And I go, yes, it is.
Yes.
It sticks with you, and it works.
A wonderful
And it's worked
story.
Ever since, yeah.
I enjoyed your entire album.
Oh, thank you.
However, I'm restricted to, because of time, to two tracks.
Sure.
And I've chosen Little Kid and Never.
Oh, good.
And Russ, thank Little you. Kid, I was so happy, so cheerful. I was so real insofar as the simple joy of being a kid. And I was a happy kid, except for school. I had a ball when I was
Sorry
a young
to hear
fellow.
That.
Yeah, I am too.
Yeah. Well, I was a little bit of trouble in school
but
myself.
Tell me about the little kid, the inspiration for that.
Well, I was a happy kid too.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to write very positive stuff. This is actually, we're on our third CD now, and we try to keep our stuff upbeat. I was thinking about an old friend of mine, Richard, who now lives in Boise, Idaho. What we would do and how days would stretch as you're a child, you know, like how time leaps longer. And I wanted to capture that. And I think this song started with maybe a guitar. My songs start different ways. I typically have one way, and I might have started with that kind of loping beat, had the theme. I was just talking about how you spend days as children and how great that feels.
Yes, and listeners, I want you to tune into the lyrics of this particular song. I think you'd be very impressed and very happy.
Yeah.
Second one I chose was Never, and I thought this song should be almost an anthem.
Yeah.
It's so uplifting. And the nice surprise with the reggae beat and the steel pans.
Yeah, isn't that
me
nice?
Yes, I really like that too. Tell me about Never.
That song actually started with people typically love us because we provide them dance music, and a lot of times they don't get the lyric. We hear them because they're in such joy of dancing.
Sure.
This one is, we're never going to stop singing songs of love and dancing because that's what we do. But it started with the lyric, a pebble in still water, because if you throw a pebble in the water, the rings go out.
Of course.
And if that was love and it goes out this way and everybody did that, all that would go together and collide with love rather than hate. So I always had that image in my mind of throwing a pebble in the water, and I went from there.
I'm quiet for a moment. I'm very touched by what you have to say, Russ.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, that was then, back in the 90s. Where are you currently? What's going on with the Extra Large Band recently? Any upcoming gigs I should know about?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, on March 6th, on a Sunday afternoon, we're playing at the Half Moon Bay Brewery, which we've been doing lately. And we played the Pumpkin Festival up here. I say up here because we're from Santa Cruz. And have been enjoying spreading out here. So we'll be there Sunday, March 6th, 4 o'clock.
Very good.
Afternoon.
And you would have CDs available there at your gig?
Not now. We sold out of the CDs.
That's good.
That's great. And what we've been doing is selling on iTunes. All our tracks are on iTunes. All 2.5 CDs worth of tracks are available on iTunes now for sale.
All right, let me come back to that. Now, listen up, listeners. When you hear these two tracks, I wager you'll want to pick up his music. So once again, Russ, slowly, how can we get your music?
You go to iTunes and type in Extra Large Santa Cruz to narrow the search, and then because there actually is another Extra Large Band in Poland. If you want to understand the lyrics, you want to get ours. So type in Extra Large Santa Cruz, and all our tracks come up.
Wow.
There's three CDs.
Good. I think we'll be doing that.
Oh, thank you.
Well, Russ, it was short and simple, but I was very touched with our interview today, and I look forward to playing the music.
Right.
And listeners will
Thanks
be doing it
me.
Back to back so that you can hear his music one after the other. So get ready to party hearty.
Yeah, you know what? It's time to play. Yeah. Like, I remember how it was, and every day was nothing but fun. My God, all I had to do was go to school, and then it was summer, and then my folks would feed me. God, it was great. Huh, come on. Yeah, come on with me and think about that. You want to think about that? Let me take you somewhere. Come on. Come on, take a walk with me. Saturday morning, and you'd watch cartoons for a while and eat cereal. Man, then you just go outside and play for the whole day. When I was a little kid, I think back on the things I did. When I was a little kid, I never kept my feelings here. No, I didn't.
little kid. I think back on the things I did when I was a little kid. I never kept my feelings here. When I was a little kid, I think back on the things I did when I was a little kid. I never kept my feelings in. No.
Your bike around, steal cherries.
Comes back a thousand times. time, and that's a fact. And that's why I'm never gonna stop singing songs of love and dancing. No, I'm never gonna stop singing songs of love and happiness. Never gonna stop singing songs for those who love each other until it feels the end. Until it's everywhere, I'm never gonna stop singing songs of love and dancing. No, I'm never gonna stop singing songs of love and happiness. Never gonna stop singing songs for those who love each other. Never gonna stop, never gonna stop. Never, 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 never gonna stop. I'm never gonna stop, never gonna stop. You need to love now, people. You know I'm never gonna stop, gonna stop. You gotta give your love. Yeah, you know. Never gonna stop, never gonna stop. We can't quit doing just what we're doing. Let's spread the love around. Yeah, you know. Never gonna stop, never gonna stop, never gonna stop. We're gonna dance, you know. Never gonna stop, never gonna stop. That's what we're here for, you know, because we're never gonna stop, never gonna stop, never gonna start to give up. Yeah, I'm gonna love forever. I'm gonna love you forever.
That music was by Extra Large here on Coastside Carousel, AM 1710 on your radio, and of course on the World Wide Web, www.neighborhoodradio.info. And I'll sign off by simply saying to you, Russ, we're very pleased to have had you in the studio. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artist of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us at feedback@neighborhoodradio.info.
Guess who? Jason here for Phil's Tire and Auto Care, located at 422 Parisima Street, downtown Half Moon Bay. It's more important than ever to save money and get the best bargains possible. That's why you need to visit our website at www.philstirepros.com. Click on coupons at the top of the page and get ready to save more money than you could hope for. How about an oil change for just $38.95, regularly $49.95, and this includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, free tire rotation, and free brake inspection. Or buy a set of 4 tires and take 50% off your alignment. Too many good deals to cover this in a short ad, so hurry up over to philstirepros.com. See you soon. Drive safe.
Phil's Tire Pros has you covered with the name brand tires you trust at the lowest prices guaranteed. Like Michelin, the number one choice of premium car manufacturers because of their precise and perfect feel. Phil's Tire Pros. Installing peace of mind.
This is Half Moon Bay Police Chief Lee Violet, and you're listening to AM 1710 Neighborhood Radio, serving all of Half Moon Bay with community news and information.
Neighborhood Radio presents Off the Bookshelf, a weekly show featuring news, reviews, and information from the exciting world of books. Off the Bookshelf is brought to you by Coastside Books, 432 Main Street, downtown Half Moon Bay. Coastside Books, another reminder of why you love living here. And now your hosts, Nancy Aruda and Sarah O'Sullivan.
Welcome, neighborhood listeners, to Off the Bookshelf. Today, Sarah and I are talking about books for young children. If you think about when you first learned to read, wow, suddenly you knew how to read signs, exit, stop, and play games on the back of the cereal box, and the worlds inside of books. Some of my favorite childhood memories are of choosing and reading books. I spent summer afternoons with Marguerite Henry's Horse Stories, Laura Ingalls Wilder on the Plains, and in C.S. Lewis's Narnia. I love that my children are now at an age where they are learning to read, and still allow me to read to them. We marvel at the prose and illustrations in picture books. A particular favorite is Neil Gaiman's Blueberry Girl, illustrated by Charles Vess. A little bit of trivia here. He wrote this book for musician Tori Amos's second daughter. It's such a wise and enchanting book. I'll read an excerpt for you. Worlds can be worrisome, people complex, motives and manners unclear. Grant her the wisdom to choose her path right, free from unkindness and fear. Truth is a thing she must find for herself, precious and rare as a pearl. Give her these things and a little bit more, gifts for a blueberry girl. Reading is a gift, and we have teachers, family, and friends to thank for it. Children's author and reading advocate Mem Fox's book, Reading Magic, Why Reading Aloud to Our Children Will Change Their Lives Forever, is a valuable resource for anyone with young children around. She says, reading aloud to our sons and daughters helps them to learn the best kinds of universal values, which will help them grow into being pleasant children now and good citizens later. It advances their speech, enlarges their brain, makes them happy, and helps them to be successful at school and in life. It also gives them sky-high self-esteem. They realize that we love them dearly. After a short break, Sarah will share some of her early reading memories and musings from the bookstore.
Off the Bookshelf is brought to you by your friends at Coastside Books, 432 Main Street, downtown Half Moon Bay. In this age of growing technological gadgets, some say there is no need for books anymore. We submit that a visit to Coastside Books will give you an emotional satisfaction that will far surpass the world of technological bookstore wannabes. Take your time and browse the store. Coastside Books is a unique bookstore with titles you won't find elsewhere. And the warm, inviting environment and friendly, helpful staff will take you back to that unhurried and unstressed time we all long for again. So step back to that magical time by stepping through the door of Coastside Books, 432 Main Street, downtown Half Moon Bay. Coastside Books, another reminder of why you love living here.
To me, books are like gifts, regardless of the genre type. However, children's books hold a special place in my heart. As an adult, when you spot a book from your youth, it's like a walk down memory lane. When I see books from my childhood, I often remember the stories, the illustrations, climbing into my mom's lap, feeling safe and warm, and asking her to read to me, and after finishing the book, asking her to read it again. I know I'm not the only one who has this feeling of joy towards the books of their childhood, which is why I would like to share some personal experiences from work. Maybe 3 weeks ago, I asked Nancy if we could order some early readers or chapter books that I recalled from my childhood. The full collection is known as the Serendipity series and was created by Stephen Cosgrove and Robin James. I absolutely loved the stories in the series as a child. In print for over 2 decades, these books are filled with enough whimsy to keep the attention of a child, but also contain a lesson to be learned or a moral. For example, Morgan and Me is about a spoiled princess and how she treats those around her poorly, including her unicorn. She learns that she would not like to be treated the way she treats others. Hence the moral of the story, treat others the way you'd like to be treated. I remember reading this book over and over again when I was young. So when we ordered some of the Serendipity titles for the store, I included Morgan and Me. Last week, a couple walked into the store and back to the children's section. I heard a gasp, and the woman turned to her boyfriend and said, "I had this when I was a kid." I then heard her describing Morgan and Me. I waited till they came to the register to pay, and then revealed that I also had loved this book as a child. The woman told me that she and her siblings had loved the Serendipity books, and how their mother would read the stories over and over to them. She was buying Morgan and Me for her niece's birthday, but said she knew it would be as much a gift to her own mother, her niece's grandmother. "She'll probably cry when she sees it," she said of her mother as she was walking out of the store. The story that I had loved as a child, and which was loved by this customer, was now going to be passed on with love and fond memories to her niece, hopefully to be as loved by her as by ourselves. Then, just yesterday, I was audience to a really wonderful moment. Working in a bookstore often offers up many sights and sounds that are incredibly special to be privy to. A couple, maybe in their early 20s, came into the bookstore and were browsing. They ended up in the children's section looking around. I heard the young woman say, "This used to be our favorite book when we were kids." And I assumed she was talking of her siblings. I then observed the couple sitting in the kids' section, and in a voice that carried up to the register, I heard her begin to read Tiki Tiki Tembo by Arlene Mosel.
Even when others came into the kids' section, she continued reading the story to her partner until she came to the end. The book was placed back in the rack, and as the couple were leaving, I heard the young woman say, "I loved that book so much when I was a kid." And out the door they went. Later that same day, a mother and her daughter came into the store. The girl, I believe, was somewhere around 6. Like a moth to flame, children seemed drawn to the children's section, and this little girl was no different. She had been looking around for a moment when I heard her call for her mother. Then, in a sweet child's voice, I heard her read out to her mother, "Tiki tiki tembo, no sa rembo, Harry Carey, Bushki, Perry Pem, Do Hai Kai, Pom Pom Nikki, no Mino Dom Barocco." The full name of the character, Tiki Tiki Tembo. And the mother was delighted and asked the girl how she was familiar with the book. The little girl said her teacher had read it at school to the class and how she loved it. The mother and child browsed for a while and, when ready, came to the register to pay for the books they had selected. On top of the pile was Tiki Tiki Tembo. In maybe the space of an hour, hour and a half, I observed a 20-something woman and a 6-year-old girl express their love of the same title. The young woman read and remembered the story, putting it back when she had relived some of her childhood memories, only to have that very same book picked up on the same day by a young girl and taken home to be enjoyed, savored, and remembered fondly as a young woman herself perhaps one day. Children's books are wonderful things, especially the ones that have personal significance to an individual. These books can be a record of our own childhood and bring back happy memories. Memories which are oftentimes joyous to revisit, regardless of your age. So read a book from your childhood. Share it with someone you love. I promise it will be hard to keep the smile from your face.
Thank you for joining us for Off the Bookshelf here on Neighborhood Radio AM 1710.
Off the Bookshelf has been brought to you by Coastside Books, located at 432 Main Street, downtown Half Moon Bay. Coastside Books, another reminder of why you love living here. If you have questions or suggestions for the show, phone 453-4000 or email us, books@neighborhoodradio.info.
What is the world coming to? Questions about the future of the world have plagued mankind for centuries. Yet the Bible has been explaining our future for thousands of years. This is Brian Heminger, pastor of Calvary Chapel of Half Moon Bay, inviting you every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. for a verse-by-verse walk through the most intriguing and controversial book of the Bible, the Book of Revelation. Calvary Chapel is located at 436 Parisma, right on the corner of Kelly. We can be reached by phone at 726-7978, or you can visit our website at www.cchmb.org. You can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. That's every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Come and find out what the world is coming to.
This is Cherise McHugh of the Half Moon Bay Coastside Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau. For community news and information, this is Neighborhood Radio, AM 1710.
You don't have to be Irish to enjoy and celebrate St. Patrick's Day. And the best place on the coastside to have your traditional St. Patrick's Day meal is Joe's Family Style Restaurant. This is Pablo Jr. with a personal invitation to join your friends and neighbors on March 17th at Joe's. We will be serving corned beef and cabbage with potatoes and sliced carrot. And don't worry, we have Irish adult beverages to make your St. Patrick's Day meal even more enjoyable. So make your plans now to put on the green and head for Joe's Family Restaurant on March 17th. We are located on Highway 1, just south of the entrance to Ocean Colony. But you don't have to wait until St. Patrick's Day to enjoy our hearty breakfast, great tasting lunches, and tasty dinners. See you soon!